You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
That's right.
Whoops. That's, yes, that's true.
Takes rabbit off. Corner.
Right.
Wow.
Your thoughts on rabbits right after this.
I'd rather be a squirrel.
Definitely.
What was your message about the Gopher football game?
Yeah! Where was Augie when I needed him?
You would have got
Where
a call.
Where was Augie when I needed him? It would have been a race to see who could go with yoo-hoo-hoo first. Yesterday, Vikings, not quite a yoo-hoo-hoo. There was a...
Well, the collapse was...
Why were they two different teams? First half team was great.
Well, I don't know. But the...
the first play of the second half was okay, too.
The other team's better than them. Was one reason. They lost to a team that was better than them.
Although I don't think Baltimore's as good as a lot of other people.
No, they aren't great defensively. And the quarterback is very erratic, but all in all, I'd take him because he'll make, you know, during the course of the game, he'll make about 30 plays.
Yeah.
You know.
Two quick comments on headlines. Yes. I had a little tirade last week.
Did we have another one?
Well, you got depleted and repeated. I don't know what that means.
Well, depleted, pleaded with injuries and repeated is that they lost again.
But the Pioneer Press had the winner.
What was it?
Nevermore. Quoth the Raven, nevermore.
Yeah, that's
Edgar Allan Poe,
right.
I love
good.
That. Nevermore. Yep. I know you wouldn't have.
Right over my head. I missed that one. Thank you.
I told you my favorite, the great late Rod Simons. We were in the press box in Baltimore. On Ticey, I think it was the game that sealed Ticey's fate.
Back in 05?
Yeah, because they were going to try to make the playoffs, right?
Okay.
With Brad Johnson, and we got there like 2 hours.
Well, that was a night game too, was it not? Yeah,
and Rodney and the photographer were sitting down there, and Rodney said, Ravens. I think it has something to do with literature.
That was Rod Simons.
Rod said it. I said, he was a sports guy, you know. I said, I think you're right, Rod.
You're on to something.
I forgot that we lost Rod.
Out of nowhere. I was working for the Twins, early 60s.
Yeah.
No health problems, just had a heart attack. I think he was in.
He was in spring
Fort
training,
Myers,
yeah.
But, doing some twin stuff. It was too bad, but
good guy.
Quote the Raven, nevermore.
Nevermore. Yes.
Never. I never quote the Raven.
I think that guy had some issues.
I think so.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar?
Yeah, he had a ripping imagination. He died of alcoholism about 35, didn't he? About age 35.
I think if your name Edgar, you've got there's potential for issues.
I went to his grave once.
Oh, when they dropped or somebody dropped stuff annually?
Yes, and it's an old cemetery right in the middle of Baltimore.
Right.
Yeah, it's
right.
You know, just a little square there.
Were there others gathered?
I think two of us, we were there on a ball trip or something. And
going to see the sites.
So we went
like when you guys went and saw Area 41.
His grave. It wasn't too, wasn't.
What do you mean Area 41?
51? 52?
We never went to Area 52.
Where did you go?
We tried to get into CIA headquarters.
Oh, CIA, that's what it was.
I was going to say, I'd never heard that story.
I'm sorry, CIA.
Rejected.
We weren't allowed.
Yeah, we just want to get in.
Turn around, you idiots.
Such just said, you were driving, right?
Yeah.
So just pull in there. We'll see what the hell. They might let us come in. Who was running the show then? Boy, that was a long time ago, man.
Probably H.W.
George Schultz, maybe. Who
oh, yeah,
yeah,
I don't
it
know.
Been,
I don't
yeah, it could have been H.W. Yeah, yeah it could have been him. Yeah, it was a long time ago. We were out there. Weren't we doing advance on a Viking playoff
Redskins.
Game, Redskins
yeah,
game? Yeah. That was in the old stadium.
Yep.
That was a fun because
RFK?
Jack Kent Cook was still alive. And remember that his suite had have Leslie Stahl in it and all the prominent, Ted Kennedy was in there. All the prominent politicians showed up to this dump of a stadium to watch the Redskins. What I remember, though, is the bleachers that were temporary over there that were the outfield, moving.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Don't like that.
When they would be screaming and hollering.
Like Camp Randall at Wisconsin?
Yeah. Where it would leave. It would leave the ground and go up in the air.
Sounds like an Astro.
Beating the.
What is it? Astro Fair?
Astro.
They defeated us that day. Was that Astro Gibbs? World. I think Gibbs was just getting there.
And the Vikings beat the Chargers next week.
No.
Probably unlike. I think we got the noble effort yesterday from the undernourished defense, which couldn't take the ball away from them, but didn't really play terrible. And now you're not going to have Harrison Smith back next week. You're probably this Michael Pierce's. Boy, he's going to collect a lot of money for not playing much football.
Yes, he is. And the problem was, people were taking issue with the defense, but they were on the damn field the last three quarters.
Right. Yes.
Almost the whole time.
Well, I think they had 13 plays before that. In the second half, I think they'd only run 10 plays before that tying drive.
And 13. Up until Baltimore scored the touchdown right at the end of the half, I don't think they should even have the first field goal, because that was a bogus collar tackle. They should have been off the field right away anyway.
Yeah. The Ravens have the not showing up for the kickoff problem.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, we're great when we show up.
And we don't like to show up for the second half.
Joe, what the Vikes do is everybody scripts the plays, right?
Right, right.
And the Vikings have scored on every first possession, and I think they've scored touchdowns on five straight or something.
Something like that, yeah.
First possession on the script, right? Well, yesterday they scored so fast, they still had plays left.
From the script.
From the other script, and they went down and scored again, right? Right away.
I heard the guys on the wine line.
Mm-hmm. You can't beat wine line.
Saying, but the hosts, who might have known something as opposed to the drunk callers.
Yes.
that Cousins statistically is the best quarterback in the league in the first 7 minutes of a game and 29th in the first 7 minutes of the second half.
Well, that's probably... Now, we must give some credit to the fact that the Ravens couldn't be as rotten defensively as they were to start the game, right? I mean, they also do some things. But they made ungodly number of mistakes yesterday, the Ravens. They are not a crisp football team. And the quarterback will make some dumb plays, but he's so damn good that somewhere in there, he's going to make 25 plays too, right?
Last week, I think it was you, Pat, that said that you didn't think they would fire Zim before the end of the season. I think that's going to change, because I think you look at, when you hear Zim in the press conferences after the games, he just sounds like a guy that's defeated and he knows his fate.
Yeah, he does know he's done.
Didn't you tweet that? You tweeted something to that effect.
Zimmer?
Yeah, you said, or maybe you wrote it. Zimmer has a look of a fellow who knows that things aren't bright ahead or something.
Yeah, I don't. This week before they go to L.A., will they do something before Green Bay comes here?
Maybe not. I don't know.
You know, I watched quite a bit of that Packer game, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Rodgers might have disappointed some of the Packer fans by not being able to play yesterday. Mm-hmm. But should he come back next week and be able to play on Sunday? Because he's supposedly, if he stays COVID-free, Saturday he would be eligible to return. They're going to have a parade for him when he comes back. Because this guy they wasted a number one draft choice on. Woo! He's got
bad.
A good sinker ball.
Yes, he does.
He keeps
that Jordan Love.
Yeah, keeps the ball down.
Throws like me.
Good, kind of a. Turns it over.
It reminded me. Remember when McNabb at Soldier Field threw two hoppers to guys? Yes. That's exactly what it reminded me of yesterday.
Yeah, any pass that requires touch, like 10 yards.
Finessing, yep.
And then,
it's got a heck of a sinker ball.
And there's also a stat on him when he got blitzed. He was like 7 out of 18 for 30 yards or something. And then when he didn't get blitzed, he was... He completed a few, but they played their asses off and had to get beat because they didn't have a quarterback. They would have beaten them.
Yes, they would have
played.
Yes, they would have.
They're better than I thought they were. But
if you want to crown them, then crown them.
That's right.
You got to crown them. I mean, who they thought were? No, that was Burnsy.
No, it was Denny.
Denny was Denny. No Burnsy. Yeah, he was doing his Burnsy.
Oh,
I just got the wrong voice.
Denny was. You want to crown him? Crown him. That was the Bears, right?
Yes, the Bears who weren't.
They were who we thought they were.
They are who we thought they were.
I got to find that
now,
one.
This would drift off topic a little bit.
We've never done
that. But I went down, you know, it took a while for the feisty, angry Denny to show up here. It took until the investigation of his... He got ripped after they lost to Steve Walsh in the playoff game, mm-hmm. which made it through. That was the first time, 3 years, first time we took any shots at
him. Right.
And he didn't take it too well. But then a month later, or 6 weeks later, the Star Tribune had the story on the sexual harassment, and that turned it ugly. But I was down there his first year in Arizona. It was ugly from the start.
Oh, really?
He was not taking – you could not ask him a good question from the start.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. They are who we thought they were. And we let him off the hook.
Why was he so mad? I don't remember what the question was.
Somebody asked him how good the Bears were or something. I don't know what it was. It was.
I'm surprised it wasn't it you was with their tirade.
No, I wasn't there for that one.
That's not even my favorite. This is my favorite, Denny.
I understand the weather pattern. Pick out the Calcutta Clipper. Swings down. Swings up. Lakefront influence. And out.
Calcutta Clipper. Right from India.
All the way from India. Yes.
You know, I'll say this. We always thought we were dinging Daddy, but half the time he was dinging us.
Oh, yeah.
To the victor goes the spoils. Remember that one?
He was
To the victor goes the spoils. It was something where he completely screwed it up Stan and Ollie or something like that.
So we're digging our way out of the forest and chopping our way with the trees.
Yeah, we're chopping our way with
chopping
the trees.
Chopping our way with the trees.
He wanted the Silverdome once. I was at the game. They beat the hell out of the Lions, which ain't saying much. But he got up. No, I know what it was. It was the Jeff George Randall Cunningham controversy. They lost that game, but
that's
Jeff
right.
George came in.
Came in at halftime. That's right.
And we're all walking down there, not waiting. We couldn't wait to ask him who the quarterback was going to be to get him upset. Right?
Did you all have to do paper rock scissors to see who gets to ask him?
We were going to ask him. He walked in and said, "Jeff George will be our quarterback next week." Dang it! We didn't get him. But then he just went on and on, and maybe it was another time in Detroit, but he went on and on, this babbling nonsense. And he was walking down and when he left the podium there, the security guy for the Vikings says, "Boy, you really screwed with them today, coach." You know, and he said, "If I ever stop doing it, remind me." I was like 6 feet away.
And the thing is, he doesn't get nearly enough credit for how good of a coach he was.
10 years. He made the playoffs, 8 times?
Yep. 2 NFC championship games?
Yeah. One that some people think they should have won.
Yep.
Damn, I hate thinking about that game.
Did you tweet out a Weeping Blondes photo yesterday?
I forgot.
Dang it!
I forgot.
Yep.
Our best hope, boys, is the Wild right now.
Yeah. Yep.
But one thing, when I left again, I did do this to the Weeping Blondes photo in the garage.
Yeah.
Got it framed in his garage.
The Weeping Blondes.
Wild, man. How about those for 2 wins?
Comeback in Pittsburgh and a nice comeback.
You tie it with
night.
3 seconds to go with the goalie pulled, that being 2 goals down. And then last night you get 4 against maybe the best team in the league, the Islanders. The Islanders are supposed to be good. How did Zach look? Slow and old, or what?
I only watched one period.
He did not appear to be a significant factor.
Either good or bad. Is he skating a regular shift out there?
I think he's on the fourth line, isn't he?
Well, he was on the ice enough.
Yeah, he's out there.
I'll tell you what a glorious victory it was yesterday. Last night, the Woodbury Jinx was in attendance.
Oh, boy.
My grandson, Luke, who was also there opening night. And claimed to no longer been a Jinx.
I don't think he is.
So he was there last night, and he said, I got a text saying, I'm not the Woodbury Jinx anymore. I'm now the Winx. W-I-N-W-I-X. He's the Winx. I think he thought of that himself.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
That victory last night, they shot ahead of St. Louis again. Now they're in first place.
Oh, they're good. They're good.
They are good.
How about this Ryan Hartman?
He's good.
Sid's grandson or some damn thing. I mean, he's got 6 goals.
Yep.
They got him as just to be a fourth-line plumber last year, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was just going to be a kind of a workman-like guy. It seems to me, Joe, he gets some dirty goals. Does he get dirty goals?
Yeah,
he
can get a dirty goal.
Or sometimes even a greasy goal. Right?
Greasy goal, yeah. What a cheap greasy goal that was. Yeah, but it still counts.
The club does appear to have a nice attitude, though.
Yes. Yeah, this coach.
Very competitive.
What a shocking thing that this guy is a successful coach.
I just don't
think
he suffers fools gladly.
No. And Garen certainly doesn't.
No.
Zach had one shot on goal last night. I don't know how many shifts. But Cal Clutterbuck had one. Who had 4? What's
former
his name?
Wilder.
Anders Lee.
Former Wilder. Anders Lee, Dinah, right?
Yeah, he looks pretty good.
He's one of my favorites. You know why? I've told you this before.
I do know why.
Because he played high school football.
And hockey.
As a senior at Edina rather than go off and play juniors.
Right.
And then he stayed and played hockey, too.
Yep.
He's a guy.
I like the guys. Matt Niskanen, another one up in Virginia. And he played football at Virginia. No, he played hockey at Virginia, and he played football and baseball at, I think, Aurora Hoyt Lakes, which was his hometown, and they play with Virginia. But he played all 3 sports as a senior when they were all telling him you got to go play juniors, and then he ends up being a.
I was at the
and played a dozen years in the league.
You reminded me of something. I tweeted this out Friday. I was at the section final game on Friday night with my Faribault Falcons.
You didn't do well, right?
No, we lost to the Hutchinson Tigers, but great picture though, Pat. The high school seniors sitting at the bench. Just one more. It was just a cool scene where the team's leaving the field and whatnot, and he's just sitting there by himself.
Went and sat in the bench.
Yep, went and sat in the bench one more time. I just that kind of stuff is so cool to me because people.
The one nice thing is when your hometown team plays Hutch, the game gets over in a hurry.
Boy, do they run the ball.
Hutch runs the damn thing. Oh, only 95% of the
time. I don't know who the kid they had at running back was, but that kid's going somewhere.
They always got a running back, yeah. The Rosberg crew, the Rosberg boys are the greatest. Andy's the coach now, and his dad, Grady, who's got to be in his 80s. And if somebody has a troublesome beaver building, pond, ruining ponds by making dams
dams.
Yeah.
I call Grady and he goes out and traps it.
Oh, really?
He's a trapper. I had breakfast with him like 5 years ago and they both got blood on their coats and stuff like that. You know, I said, Grady, it was early. And he said, yeah, I got to go. I got to go check the traps. He said, because he does muskrats and the whole thing.
Where does he let them go?
Let them go.
Whoops. There's no letting them go.
He ain't throwing a bee. You take the pelt
for
the beaver.
Got it.
For the muskrat. Yeah.
Poor Rook. Where does he let them go?
No, there's no letting them go.
Here you go. Go. Be free.
Be free.
Be free. They used to trap muskrats at Badger Lake. They had thousands of them. And boy, when they're in a trap.
They're a little upset.
They're ornery.
They're not happy with
they're
that?
They're not happy. They're about this big, but they can flash some scary-looking teeth.
They got teeth, man.
They'd like to get a hold of you if they would really like to get a hold of
I'm
you.
I'm pretty upset about this situation, human. Could you
I trapped muskrats when I was a kid.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
And the white bear?
Yeah.
They're ornery.
And then that's it.
We didn't let them go.
No, we didn't let them go.
You didn't have a little pen? Like a little circle pen?
We thought we were going to get rich making muskrat coats.
Well, if we were out there duck hunting on a Saturday afternoon and the sun was shining and the birds weren't flying and the muskrat hut, there's muskrat huts all over, and one of them popped his head out there. His odds weren't good.
Got it. Inquisitive muskrats didn't see a good end.
Yeah, that hand is about to go down.
Yeah, that hand.
Wait till it's dark, buddy. Don't be sneaking out here.
You know
right
what?
Now.
I was reminded because I made a note to myself. Do you know what yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of, gentlemen?
November 7th. What?
Pat, come on. You were all over this November 1 year ago 7th. Today. It was the 1 year anniversary of Four Seasons Total Landscaping was yesterday's.
Oh, really?
Someone put that up on Twitter, and the hashtag just says "Never Forget."
Really?
Yeah, it was 1 year ago.
Well, when was the election then?
Well, I think
November the what?
Well, it was November. It was November 3rd. Was the election?
So this was only a couple of days.
What was
the
anniversary of?
When don't they, you remember the
when they here. Trump when Rudy went to the
oh when file, they went to the landscaping place yes,
to,
yes.
to
oh.
file the election protest yes. at the Four Seasons and they went to the and they went to the landscaping
I thought you would have been all over that.
Is that, is that where Rudy had the dripping hair tonic or whatever the hell it was?
It was unbelievable.
Looked like he had pork chops.
That's when the guy who wrote Veep, you know, said, this is why we stop with we don't have Veep anymore, because our satire wasn't as funny as
right. That's the real stuff.
Sorry, here's the tweet. Happy Four Seasons Total Landscaping anniversary, everybody. It's got the photo. You know. I thought that was pretty funny.
Boy, they drop Rudy like a bad habit.
Yeah, they did.
Nobody's paying him, and poor Rudy.
Well, poor Rudy.
I didn't pay any attention to that golf this weekend. I usually do, and I didn't pay it. No. I didn't give it 5 minutes.
Well, I got to tell you, I watched a little of it, and it's in
Mexico.
Playa del. It's below Cancun over there.
Yeah,
Playa, and it's apparently they played there a few years.
Yeah.
But it's they showed an aerial shot.
Playa del Carmen.
They showed an area shot, and it's on the water. Obviously,
yep.
It's a resort.
Right.
But you should see the undergrowth and the trees mm-hmm. and the crap. You ain't getting me on that golf course.
No, you get
there's
bit
snakes.
By something.
There's snakes.
Yeah, there's.
Plus, you can witness a cartel beheading.
Yes, you could. That too. Any one of those things. But it got me thinking, this looks like a place where the Fur de Lance snake could hang out.
I don't know that one. It's a serpent.
Look that one up.
Fur I am de looking Lance. Up right
I wrote
now.
The. I read the book, The Lost City of the Monkey God, which was some guys in 2015 going, finding this valley in Honduras of a ancient culture area there, right?
Yeah.
It's great. But they were warned immediately, if you see a fur de lance, this snake, they can kill you from 6 feet away from their venom, and they're the... They're responsible for 99% of the deaths in the jungle.
Wow.
When you get bit by them. And sure enough, like the first night they were there, the guy's in the hammock, and he hears a rustle, and he looks down, and there's these two glowing eyes looking at him. And so it made me, not a guy who doesn't even like a garter snake, that would not be would not be good for me.
The Fleur de Lance is the most dangerous snake of the Central and South America, and causes more human deaths than any other American reptile. On average, a fur de lance injects 105 milligrams of venom in one bite, although a venom yield of up to 310 mega,
milligrams,
thank you, has been recorded while milking them. Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
What is
They're
your
big.
Job?
Some of them are like 12-footers.
Monty would say, that's all BS. That's... They're kind-hearted.
Yeah, right. A fatal dose for a human is 50 milligrams.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you survive, but not very often. But the Lost City of the Monkey Guy, the highlight of that, and I've told you this before, they discovered that there was the legend of this ancient game of ball.
Oh, you have told me.
The
this.
Two tribes yes. would play ball. Yeah. The two villages would play
Mayan?
Ball.
Was it? What was it called?
Yeah, Mayan, maybe before Mayan. I don't know. Ancient civilization. But they discovered areas that were cleaned out that had the court.
Mm-hmm.
And... apparently they played to one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just had some
one.
Kind of a thing up there.
We win.
A prehistoric hoop, and whoever scored, whoever got one in the hoop, won the game. But the losing team had to provide a human sacrifice.
Oh, right? I hate that part.
And if it was a really big game, they could kill the whole losing team.
Oh,
that's a tough league.
So that would Def
by fur de lease.
Tough league.
Are you sure you want to play in the Super Bowl, buddy?
I don't want to play in that league.
What if a guy gets lucky and throws one in?
I want a replay.
You know what? You really get a lot of oohs and ahs when the ball goes.
I would like to attend that post-game press conference. Yeah. So, coach, who are you picking?
Gonna kill?
Who you picking?
Who are you going to kill? Who would we kill from yesterday's game? Probably the Clint Kubiak.
Yeah.
Can you give him the offensive coordinator? And the Gophers, they'd give him the offensive coordinator, too.
Yeah, that's true, too.
All right, Reavers, you're a big guy. How'd Dad take that Gopher game?
Well,
Frank take
the phone call went as follows, Patrick. I dialed up the old phone because that... Not that it brings me joy, but when I watch a disgusting game like that, I got to find a silver lining. Yes. So I always call Dad. And all I get is, they gave him the big contract, and this is the bleep we get.
That was the crux of the matter.
Yep. Absolutely.
By the way.
But I will say this. PJ does know when it's time to sign the contract extension.
Yes, I'll
give him that.
Yeah, but I don't think the Board of Regents has approved it yet.
Oh,
I think
boy.
They're going to do it at Tuesday's meeting.
Okay.
I don't know.
You suspect that they might...
No, I suspect... Okay.
Can he beat the Iowas?
Yes, Iowa's offense is terrible. I doubt if they will. But
I don't think they will.
You know, I watched Iowa yesterday.
You don't think they'll beat Iowa?
Joe, they couldn't score on Illinois.
No, I know. Yeah, I'm just asking.
Iowa's defense is good.
Iowa damn near... got beat by Northwestern. The Gophers ran for 300 yards. Their offense is horrible.
But they haven't won in Iowa City since 99.
Iowa was ranked number 2 in the country at one time, which shows you don't pay any attention to the rankings because they aren't very good.
It doesn't matter.
So what happens here? I pulled up the Big Ten standings, East Division. We're in the West Division.
We control our own destiny in the West.
If we win out,
if we win them all.
If you win out, who do they play?
Iowa,
Ohio
then
State.
Indiana.
Oh, and
then,
that's right.
No, I mean, if they won out, is it East versus the West?
Yes. I think Ohio State and Michigan State still play, so whoever wins that.
That's
probably true. Oh, and Michigan, there's three of them there. They
six
probably
and
have 0, a chance to
one.
Beat. Nah, I don't think they're. Wisconsin. Now, 2 weeks ago, Illinois beat Penn State.
In nine overtimes.
Big upset, yes, but the last seven
are two-point conversions.
So it's not like the old-time overtimes. But then they came home and lost to Rutgers. And last week, Rutgers went to Madison and got beat 52-3.
Close game.
So, you know.
You figure it out.
Comparative scores tell me Wisconsin's on the rise.
Yes.
So that's going to be a tough team to beat. So, but it was amazing that. Everything I'm reading and hearing about it is, well, when they were behind 14-0, you knew they were going to lose. Why? Mm-hmm. It's college football.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Every winning team gets 35 points.
What I just can't figure out with the Gophers, too, is it almost looks like they just keep doing the same thing on offense when it doesn't work. They don't try anything else.
I don't get it. That's true.
Isn't that the rap on the Vikings?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Well, but the Gophers, it's... look at the thing at the sidelines, and then hut, and it's a fake handoff, or I'm going to keep it, and then it's the same play. Might not be the same patterns they're running, but it's the same look every down.
You know what the criticism is? They keep going to their list, or what do we say with the
script.
Vikings? Their script.
The script.
They don't go away from the script.
Yeah, but their script has four plays.
That's true.
God help them. Nice fella, Tanner Morgan's played a lot of years of. Intellectual guy, but you know that Anixted kid had beat him out when they were both
before
young
he got
guys.
Yeah.
Why not give him a shot when you're not doing anything? Start him the second half. Let him play. What, you trying to save another year of eligibility?
That's not our culture. That's unacceptable. 100%.
Yeah, see, it's not our culture.
Not our culture. Slap you right
in
the face.
Did Bielema come out with culture at the end of the big win? I didn't hear any of his quotes.
He probably came out with a sandwich. God, has he gotten big? Holy Christ. He's 50 heavier than he was when he wasn't a tiny guy when he coached the Badgers.
He's never lost to the
8-0,
Gophers.
Yeah, he was 7-0 against him. I talked to Blake Sorensen, who was one of the good players, an Eden Prairie kid, and he was one of the good players on that first Rose Bowl team, which was really good, lost to TCU. And he was there when Brett went for two against against Coach Brew when he was ahead of him 41-16 with 6.5 minutes to go to happen. And he said, I don't know. I just got to tell you what Brett said. It was on the card to go for two. It was on the card. Then he stayed on the card of when he go for two. And then he laughed and said, he hated that guy's guts.
Who didn't in the Big Ten? He had a lot of feuds, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. This guy loves Bielema. Yeah. He's, you know, because he's a football coach. He's not trying to sell you anything. He's just a football coach. But he might do okay at Illinois because he's built for the Big Ten, you know, run the ball and play defense guy.
We've been the hunter. We've been hunting the bear. Yep. We've somewhat now become the bear.
Yep.
And our football team needs to understand that, you know, and that's a different kind of mindset. We're kind of the hunted at this point.
Man, those guys can come up with some BS.
Oh, God.
Was that Brewster?
Brew. Yeah. Nobody beat Brew. Nobody. He'd gotten the sod from the Rose Bowl, and when he'd go see recruits, he'd show them the sod from the Rose Bowl. He told Blake Sorensen that he could, if he came to Minnesota, he could carry the flag out when they went to the Rose Bowl that year. And
if you want to get some, you better bring some.
That's right.
If you want to get some, you got to bring some. And that's just, a thought process of mine is that, you know, if you're going bear hunting, you better be prepared to go get the bear.
See?
I was...
That's what you're going after, right?
Big on bears, isn't it?
2008, you know, they were 7-1.
They had just beat Illinois Champaign.
Who'd they beat? Who had beaten them? I don't know. Non-conference game against somebody good, right?
I can't remember.
They were 7-1. I remember going to a high school football game in that period, and I think it was Dassel Cocato. I'm not sure. But there was... some ex-Gopher out there, he wanted to punch me, man, for not being on the Brew bandwagon. He was just, I saw him in the press box. He was irate.
Maybe he just wanted optimism to slap you in the face.
I was saying, let's just hang in here and see what happens. And then they lost their last five, including the worst loss in the Big Ten in history when Iowa beat them 55-0.
I was there that day.
55-0. What was the name of that running back?
He played for the Jets, Green.
Yeah, Sean Green.
Sean Green. Yeah.
55-0.
Yeah.
Who was the Gopher receiver last year that's now with Baltimore?
Rashad Bateman.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was not going to play last year because of COVID, and then he came back, and he can make some, he made a couple of nice catches. And with Lamar, you got to be ready to adjust because you don't know where the hell he's going to throw it.
No. But
damn, he's something. He can't hold up, though. Kenny?
Not as much as he runs.
No way. No. I was thinking about that, too. Every time he runs, they tackle him, hit him hard. You get a sore elbow on your throwing arm.
Well, running quarterback's fair game, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Once you're past the line of scrimmage, yes. Yeah. Yep.
My favorite moment of last... Now, that was a cheap penalty on the Vikings on Wanham, but my favorite... I watched quite a bit of the second half of the Titans and the Chargers. The Titans fascinate me because they're an old-time football team. Titans and the Rams. And they're just
they're tough.
Vrabel is a great coach in that sense of, chip off the Belichick block. But Aaron Donald, Titans got the ball, trying to run the clock out. There's still a outside chance for the Rams to get the ball back, score, and maybe recover an onside kick. The Tannehills are on the sidelines. Aaron Donald goes like this, pushes him like me to
feather.
Ask somebody to get out of the way. And Tannehill doesn't go down or anything, and they call roughing the passer.
Well, that's pathetic.
Roughing the passer, and that's it. Game over, you know, because it gives him a first down.
Yep.
Next play. I don't know who it was. One of their defensive backs comes in and hits him right in the jaw with his helmet. Just says, you want to see a little roughing the passer?
Now throw the flag.
Show you some roughing the passer. Now you can throw the flag. That kid's probably going to get fined a bunch of money. But the Donald, look it up.
I saw it. Yeah, it was a bad call. You saw Seifert's tweet about how the officiating, they're dictating outcomes of games in some cases now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's gotten that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy, I'd never seen this guy, but he's got the Rogers. He's the ref.
Oh.
He's got this fashionable, like you, he's got the fashionable little...
The chin strap beard?
Chin beard, and he's just cool as hell, but he's can't wait to throw the flag, man. Mm. That's...
How was yesterday's lunch? No. How was it that yesterday... When he was in the quarterback for Baltimore was in the grasp, and he still got the. Do you remember that one play where somebody was tugging him down? He got out of one, and do they not have the in the grasp anymore?
We don't call it now, pretty much, unless two guys. We. What am I saying? We,
yeah. What number are you?
They don't call it now. I sound like an NFL writer. There. We don't call it now. They don't call it now unless it's really secure.
But he was getting pulled down, and he still managed to.
With him, they probably give him a little more latitude.
Right. Because he has the ability. That's why. Yeah,
with Kirk, they try to save his life.
try to not contract.
Have
to
you
stop
been
the
to the Vikings facility this year?
Once. Yeah. Opening day of practice.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted me to write Tuesdays and Saturdays, or Tuesdays and Sundays, instead of. I said, I don't want to write Tuesdays because, A, I got stuff to do on Mondays.
Right, he's doing sports time.
I don't want to go out there and write the day after Viking.
I was just going to wonder what the mood's like. I bet it's not a pleasant place to be around.
The access, from what I can tell, is so limited as far. I think all the interviews, I don't think any of the interviews are in the locker room, so it's hard to tell anyway. Not fun like it used to be when we used to say when they lose, you know, Matt Burke at 1, Denny Green at 3. Those were in the locker room, and Burke would be the only guy there. The locker room door would open at 1, and there'd
there
be Matt. That was
chatting
it.
Away.
That would be Matt. The rest, once in a while, if they won, some guys would drift out. But if they lost, it was brutal. It was brutal.
Come on in and meet the fellas.
Come on in and meet the fellas.
Who said that?
John McKay.
John McKay.
He also had a great line, too. He
with
said,
a cigar.
Yeah, those of you who need a shower, you take one now. Which was his way of saying you bleepers didn't play with the DM.
Come on in and meet the fellas. I love that.
The greatest ever is, what do you think of your team's execution?
I'm in favor of it. That's what a coach could get away with.
He was the president, general man. He was a Hugh Coverhouse, and he were big golfing buddies.
Who owned the Bucks at that time?
Hugh Coverhouse. They were big buddies, so he just hired McKay, and McKay ran everything.
Wow.
McKay, he'd sit there with that beach hat on. I think he had a cigar on the sidelines half the time.
Yep. Come on in.
Back then. Come on in and meet the fellas. What a smart ass. But Lowell Schrader, the sports editor at the Pioneer Press for 3-4 years with who I loved, had been the columnist in Long Beach, covered the UCLA, loved him, loved him because, you know, he set the tone there. If the media there, like, wanted to go to practice, they just walked out on the field. If the fans wanted to go watch practice, they just walked out on the field.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that still held true with Pete Carroll was there all the way through then. You know, now it's like, you know,
it's just regimented.
They built a hotel on that facility that can't see the field, so whoever's staying there can't film the Vikings do their practicing.
Oh, really?
That you can't see the field from
where
that
the hotel was
right,
built.
Because somebody might, Bill Belichick might come in and start taping practice.
My favorite St. Paul Pioneer Press moment, top five moment. The Rams are coming in with the paranoid George Allen for the first time. First home playoff game in Viking history, December of 68, or, you know, and Bud goes to Tulsa, takes his team to Tulsa. George Allen brings him in to get the Rams used to the cold weather. So he's got them sitting there freezing to death. And they're practicing at McAllister. And they build... You know, they put tarps all around the field, so they rent McAllister. And Ralphie Reeves' sister or aunt or somebody owned a house across Stelling Avenue.
St. Clair,
it's
whatever.
It's a three-decker. Okay, yeah. And Ralphie went and got some binocs, watched practice, and just that to agitate
right.
Allen
right.
report you know reported some things as to what they were doing yeah. and then they were practicing their kicks and stuff right. and Allen went like completely psycho that Ralphie was I think we ran a picture of Ralphie's viewpoint too. I think we sent a photographer.
Should have had a picture of Ralphie with the binoculars.
Yeah, right. Ralphie kind of schleps over there. He didn't go to Tulsa. He stayed and monitored I think the Vikings went to Tulsa that year. Gentlemen, Joe can tell you this: the Vikings would be practicing for a NFL playoff game. At Met Stadium on what, 30 yards?
Right.
The tarp, they would roll the tarp back, and they'd practice like on a 30-yard hunk of field.
On the foul line, basically.
Huh?
On the foul line.
Yeah, on a 30-yard hunk of field, basically. That's where they got ready for playoff games. And Bud would be spending half the time looking up at the sky, seeing if ducks were flying or anything, you know, so... Unbelievable.
Let's go to the bank, buddy.
I could go. You know where I'm going tonight? This afternoon, late this afternoon.
The opera.
Willow Creek Theater.
What are you going to see?
The French Dispatch.
Oh, yeah?
And Wes Anderson movie. And the wife's going to see the Diana movie, Spencer. Which
okay.
No,
oh, we got a split squad here, huh?
Split squad.
We're not going double header.
That way, if somebody comes in and, you know, in bad intentions... Yeah,
only one of you.
One
right,
of us will make
right.
it.
Somebody's going
to
be around.
So that's the opposite of what Kenny and his wife like to do, where they sit in different rooms and watch the same show.
Can you believe that? Unlike Orville and the wife, who sat in the same room and watched two different
that's
shows
right.
on different TVs. I never could figure out how that worked. But you didn't have closed caption then.
That's
either,
right. No.
All right.
See you later.
See you later, right. Monday Night Sports
Monday Night
Talk.
Sports Talk. That's what this was.
That's what this was.
Yes. This is Patrick Gracie for The Canopy Group. Your kids are back in school, and when they get home, they do their homework, or they're supposed to do their homework. Why don't you do your homework? You have been with that same home and auto insurance company that has only one agent who represents only one insurance company for years. You deserve options. Let's face it, your insurance needs change as the years go by. Insurance companies' rates certainly change as the years go by. That is why the Canopy Group provides you with 16 options, not one, 16. Don't tell your kids, but you can outsource your homework to the Canopy Group. They will teach you how they find the best insurance coverage for the best price, not only today, but each and every year. Contact the Canopy Group at 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com and let them do the homework for you.
Hey, GLers, it's Reavers here once again for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. And as you've been hearing over the course of the last couple of months, Josh asks you one simple question, and that's always, do you know what you own? You see, Josh's clients, they always know what they own. And Josh has found that most people that he meets with every single day, well, they don't. They absolutely have no idea. Josh has also seen retirement portfolios that have a big percentage in bonds. And there are real instances of people paying more in commissions and fees than they can possibly make on the rate of return that those bonds currently yield. So Josh begs of you, know what you own. And you'll hear from Mr. Money Talk later today here in Garage Logic to give you a specialized report on the goings-on in the market today. Trust is often overused, and it's even harder to find. Please, you can take it from me that you can trust Josh. So give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation, and you do so by calling 952-925-5608. Once again, that's 952-925-5608 for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold.
EcoFun has e-bikes in stock. And why is that important? Because every other bike retailer is out of stock and will not be getting new e-bikes until December or January. You can't even get one for Christmas from them. The weather is warming up, so if you are in the market for an e-bike, scooter, or ATV, go to EcoFun right now. EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will help you select the e-bike that is right for you, and they will deliver it to your front door in the metro area. Right now, EcoFun has Bentelli e-bikes and Yamaha Motor Assist bikes in stock.
EcoFun also carries the full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a wide variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com and tell Tim that old bicycler Patrick Racy sent you.